Wealth planning that is truly elite focuses on understanding a person at a deep level and then coordinating a series of financial solutions in the key areas of importance to that person. It's a way of managing wealth that's fundamentally different from the method the vast majority of investors today use. All this and more on today's episode of Let's Make Work Optional.
Welcome to this episode of Let's Make Work Optional with True Wealth & Company in Overland Park, Kansas. True Wealth & Company incorporates strategies and products of the super rich to help you reach your financial goals and make work optional. We utilize elite wealth planning methods to help manage life solutions. We strive to help you maximize and achieve all that's important to you, which includes taking care of the people you love, helping the causes that are important to you, and making a difference in the world. Learn how to apply the habits of the super rich and gain insight on how they acquired their wealth in this episode of Let's Make Work Optional. And now, here's Brian Sarf, President and CEO of True Wealth & Company.
Welcome to Let's Make Work Optional. I'm Brian Sarf. With me this and every week is the one and only Mr. Brian Paulson. We're here every Tuesday at 5 a.m., and we hope you are too. You can find the Let's Make Work Optional podcast on iTunes, anchor.fm, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Today, we're going to talk about elite wealth planning, what it is, and why it matters. The key takeaways for today's show is, number one, elite wealth planning focuses on taxes, asset protection, charitable giving, lifestyle management, and other key areas of concern. Number two is a focus on the person, the human element of this is what really distinguishes elite wealth planning from other types of financial advice. And number three is beware of the pretenders, the predators, and the exploiters that are very much present in our society when seeking financial guidance and financial advice. So let's start out with, when we're talking about elite wealth planning for today's highly successful individuals and families, as well as those that are on the path toward great financial success, we just want to take a minute and remind ourselves of what elite wealth planning is and how it potentially can have a powerful impact on your life. So your key components when you're looking at an elite wealth planner is, number one, it's looking at income tax planning. And there's eight types of planning that we look at. Number one is income tax planning. Number two is estate planning. Number three are marital planning. Four is business succession planning. Five, asset protection planning. Six, charitable planning. Seven is planning for what they call cross-border, or we call cross-border inbound planning. That's clients that have money in other countries or businesses outside of the U.S., maybe in the Cayman Islands or down in the Virgin Islands, you may have a business there. And then life management planning as well. And the ability of having all of these services through one person, you think of if you're going to build a home and you have to hire all these subcontractors to do work for you. If you've never built a home on your own and you want to hire a general contractor that understands the home you want to build, they understand the blueprint, they understand the vision and what you're trying to create, and then they work with all these subcontractors to make sure that house is built and that it exceeds your expectations. And that's really when you're looking for an elite wealth planner, is somebody that can be the general contractor to find the best accountant, to find the best attorneys, to find the best insurance people, the best minds in charitable planning and estate planning, that they can wrangle all those folks together and not work with them just to build one house, but to build your house and then to continually manage that ongoing as your life unfolds and your needs evolve, that they can handle those. And that's what we've built with our practice, is having this elite wealth planning set up that we can handle all of these issues for our clients. And what may be surprising is that it's not all about investing, because wealth management is investment consulting. Any wealth manager in the planet has investment consulting. Some do it better than others. The next part is you have advanced planning, which are all the components I just mentioned. The last is that relationship management. Not only do you have that trusting relationship with your advisor that you feel a connection with them, but they have a great network that they've vetted, that they've spent the time and the hours and the money to vet a network that they can bring to the table to save you a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money trying to put that team together on your own. And that's what we bring to the table with our elite wealth planning practice, of what we offer to our business owner clients and our wealthy clients in the community. And to really understand that all of those items can have such an impact, not just on the investment piece, as I mentioned, that's table stakes. But it's typically all the other advanced planning areas where we can really make an impact for a family, not just today, but for years on end as we put all these eight pieces in place for a plan.
Most people have heard of fixed planning versus variable planning, or fixed versus variable in whatever they do for work. Fixed being that there are set rules that you can abide by. That's really the investment planning. You understand what the risk levels are. How much are we going to spend? Those things that are more the straightforward math problem type of questions. The elite wealth planning, the advanced planning, is really more focused on the variable part and the human element. So what are the things that you want to accomplish? What's unique about your family? Great example this week of somebody that had been doing it themselves. They had put themselves in the middle as the quarterback to coordinate all their advisors. They had done a good job at least getting everything in place. They had an estate plan. They were working with a CPA. They had their insurances in place. But in the conversation, it came up that this person, one of their children, was special needs. They're at the point where they're in their 70s, so estate planning becomes a big part of the equation. And if you don't know the financial things you need to take into consideration when you're talking with an attorney, things can get missed. And the reality was, they had an estate plan. They had a trust. They did not have a special needs trust. So we immediately started looking at that aspect of it.
That's identifying that gap and putting that in place when you talk through that. And what's important is that when you're going to pick an elite wealth planner, that you're not going to find an elite wealth planner that has all the answers. And they shouldn't have all the answers, because nobody can be an expert in tax and an expert in legal and an expert in charitable planning and an expert in business succession planning. Stop me when you get bored of hearing all these. You're not going to find somebody an expert in all those areas, but they have really good technical expertise. But most importantly, they have a network that they're able to tie you into, that they have those experts in all those different areas that they can bring to the table, because your financial advisor isn't able to do all of your taxes and do all of your legal. Now, maybe they can do it, okay? I know there are folks out there that have tax and that have legal, and that one person can do all that, but they can't be an expert in all those fields together. There's just too much to know, and especially when you have significant wealth, that you need people to come to the table that are able to deliver on each of those areas to make that really big impact and stay up on the laws, the changes that can make the most benefit for you. The biggest part of it is the human element, that it's all about the family. It's all about people first. It's not about the money first. The money's last, and it's finding a good fit with somebody you trust, you have chemistry with, that you feel like they're competent, they care, they're listening to you, and they really want to understand and focus on what's most important to you with your money. What is it you want to achieve for your family and your family legacy? What does work look like later on in life when you make it optional? What do those times look like? And what are the recreational experiences and the fun you want to have in life? What does all that look like? How do you lay out those values and those goals and the people that it's going to impact, those relationships? And you put all that together, and then you look at the money that you have that can empower the people, the values, the goals, and the ideas that are most important to you. And that's when the money comes to the table. And then from there, you begin to look at how do we add on all these different technically adept experts in their fields to add their expertise to really crafting that plan and closing those gaps and identifying as many opportunities as possible.
We as a society, because RMDs, required minimum distribution, start at 70, Social Security has to turn on at 70. We as a society, I think, look at 70 as the year you have to retire, but so many people nowadays don't want to retire, and that's where the human element comes in. It's like, if you feel like you're 55 and you're 70, you don't have to start acting 70. You don't have to retire. What do you want to do? What do you want to do with your time? If you're charitably minded, do you want to, instead of working for corporate America, you want to shift and I want to work now for a charity and be involved there? Those are all things that you've got to take into consideration, because they affect your finances. I think that's one of the things, I know I love it. I think it's one of the things you like most about the work we get to do, is getting to know the psyche of our clients and what they want to do, what makes them happy. And it makes for a much more complex scenario than just the investment aspect.
And ours, you're talking about the discovery meeting to really listen, understand what are the values of the family, what are your goals that you're trying to accomplish, both now and once you make work optional, the relationships you're going to impact, the kids, the families, the charitable organizations, the churches that you want to impact. Then you want to look at your assets of the money you have, the money you'll save, and the money that you'll accumulate down the road. You also have to understand the current advisors that everybody's working with. Who are you working with as a CPA, as an accountant, as an attorney? Do you like them? Are they taking care of you? Are they giving you good advice? Do you feel like that they are being proactive, or they're just being a historian of just recording it? And then you get into the process that you like to follow. Do you like everything to be digital? Do you like it to be in the mail? And also, what are your interests? What are the things that really get you juiced up and get you fired up that you love doing for fun and that you love putting your time and effort into? And talking with an elite wealth planner that understands those areas, that can craft a unique customized plan for you so that you can go out and have that most impactful. And we actually build that on an 11 by 17 sheet of paper for a client. And it's a new practice. We've been working on it this year and enhancing just the experience and helping our clients see their life on one sheet of paper. It's really impactful to see it all together on one piece versus having it on 250 pages. We can lay it on one sheet of paper and you can see it, and you see it every time you come in. And we're certainly rolling this out for all of our clients. And it enhances that feeling to be able to see it all. There's just something powerful of having it all on one piece of paper.
It's the focus, right?
Yeah.
Picture is always worth a thousand words.
Yes, it is.
It's huge.
You know, that mind map is really, really tremendous. And it helps us deliver that elite wealth planning that's more than investment consulting. And it includes that advanced planning section, those 8 items, and that professional network that you're able to bring those experts to the table when you need them, that you can call on them and have them there to guide you on the choices you should make so that you can pay less taxes, you can take less risk, and better enjoy life, not have to stress about your money. Because the wealthy clients we work with, they're not trying to get rich quick. They're not trying to beat the S&P. Their primary is, we don't want to lose the wealth we have. We're already wealthy. I got my money. I'm going to have a comfortable retirement. I just don't want to lose it. So how do we invest it and set it up to make sure that we're taking advantage of as many things as possible so that the money can still grow, but I'm not taking a lot of undue risk so that I could take it away tomorrow and I have to go back to work?
Yep. I want to make sure my spouse is good if I'm gone. I want to make sure we take care of the kids and the charities that are important to us. What is really powerful, I think, about that one pager, it's very easy for us as individuals to get tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And think about taxes this year. Think about charitable giving this year, whatever it is on this list. But by having that picture, it really allows you to have more of a broad view, more of a strategic view, and see how everything works together. Because taxes is not a year-by-year simple math problem. It is. There's plenty that we can do in it today. There may be trade-offs where you pay more taxes today because in the end run, you're going to reap huge rewards by taking it today.
Well, that's that proactive tax planning of
absolutely
having the right people at the table to look at it to see not only what the impact is now, but over time. You know, the last part I'll have as we close up the show today is just a warning that you want to make sure that you watch out for pretenders and predators and exploiters. And the pretenders are, they want to do a great job, but they fall short when it comes to this elite wealth planning, that they're just not up to the task and they don't recognize their own limitations, whether those limitations are from their company or their firm they work with, or they don't have the professional network they can bring to the table, or they only focus on one portion of what's important to you and they expect you to go out and be the quarterback and be the expert in all these other areas. And when you have significant wealth, it's just not worth it to go out on your own and try and represent yourself working with all these other professionals, that you need somebody that can do that for you. The second one are the predators. So these are actual criminals that are intent on cheating you. We see them in the paper. We saw them after 08, 09. These companies are going to promise you a ridiculous amount of return per month or per year that you just can't get anywhere else. There was even a shop that was on the plaza that was advertising FDIC-insured CDs at a ridiculous percentage per month. It was a complete scam. It got shut down. People got thrown in jail with it. But you have to watch out for those, that if they seem too good to be true on these planning scenarios, they probably are. You just want to look into them and do your research besides emotionally going, man, I want to get that huge percentage every month, and then finding out, you know, a couple of years down the road that it just wasn't all there. And the last ones are the exploiters, where they're very technically proficient. They're more interested in getting a big payday for them than in your needs and wants. To me, that is going to be someone that's not a fiduciary, that's looking more of it as a suitability. Is this suitable for me to sell to you? Yeah, and I'm going to get a big commission paycheck. As a fiduciary, is it the right thing? Absolutely not. And you want somebody to come at it from that angle as a fiduciary and not just from that suitability perspective. So just be aware that there are a lot of those folks out there, and that you're talking with legal counsel, you're talking with tax people and financial planners to figure out who that right elite wealth planning team is for you to look after your family and those long-term goals. Anything in closing, Brian?
Big difference between those last two you were talking about. Predators are working outside the law. They're breaking the law.
Yes.
Exploiters, they're working within the confines of the law. It just probably isn't in your best interest. Yeah, right. And that's the big caveat.
They're not being fully disclosed. They want you to sign non-disclosure agreements. They want you to sign hold harmless agreements. And they want to be able to put you in a lot of risky scenarios with your wealth that they don't want to be responsible for if they go south. Mm-hmm. And so you got to ask a lot of questions and make sure that you get a second opinion. Have somebody look at it that's in the business and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Does this seem reasonable to you? What questions should I ask? That's something we work with every day. Our references for this show was the VFO Inner Circle Special Report for March 2019 by Russ Allen Prince and John Bowen. The source data was from AES Nation and CEG Worldwide. We really appreciate you listening today. Thanks for listening to Let's Make Work Optional from True Wealth & Company. I'm your host, Brian Sarf, and with me this and every week,
Brian Paulson.
We'll be back next Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Be sure to spread the word about this podcast to your friends and family, and don't keep us a secret. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, connect with us on LinkedIn, and don't ever forget, invest wisely, save early, and together, let's make work optional.
You've been listening to Let's Make Work Optional from True Wealth & Company. Visit us online at retirewithtrue.com or call 913-653-TRUE. That's 913-653-8783. All matters discussed during this program are for informational purposes only. This podcast in no way shall be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or advisory services to residents in any other state than Kansas or where otherwise prohibited. Topics should be discussed with your advisor prior to implementation. Advisory and insurance services offered through True Wealth & Company, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas.